On August 1st, medical officials in the Democratic Republic of Congo declared their 10th Ebola outbreak in 40 years. And more than 4 months later, that outbreak continues to spread. The virus has reportedly killed 319 people in the northeastern part of the country, which borders Rwanda and Uganda. With general elections slated to take place on Sunday, many are concerned that the combination of the Ebola outbreak and political volatility could spell even worse disaster for the country. Lauren Weber is the public health policy reporter for HuffPost. Lauren, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me.
So do we know what sparked the outbreak? I mean, I feel like we've been talking about this and there have been many efforts to contain it. Why does this keep happening?
You know, for this particular outbreak, it was the eating of a cat that was infected with Ebola. But in general, it continues to happen in the DRC because of the ecological conditions that are ripe there. What makes it this outbreak particularly bad and the second worst of all time is that it's happening in a war zone. It's a place where there's constant conflict. It's very difficult to track down contacts of people that have Ebola. It's difficult to get out into the field when you have a curfew and you have gunfire and you have rebel groups warring for, you know, for a section of the part of the country where this is happening. So it's really, you know, it's a horrific place of the world to have this kind of deadly disease take hold.
We mentioned that there could be an election this Sunday. And if there is, it would be the first democratic transition of power since Congo gained independence. Tell us a little bit more about the political landscape behind what's happening in the midst of this Ebola outbreak.
You know, it's changing by the minute. You know, it was just reported that the election may be postponed a couple days, which will lead to incredible volatility. You know, the deal is, as you said, if there was a successful election, it would be the first successful transition of democratic power in the Republic of Congo since 1960. And the deal is that a couple days ago, there were massive fires in the country's capital, which took out 80% of the capital's voting machines. And with that, the voting commission said that they think they're going to have to delay the elections, which will lead, you know, experts and analysts to say that that could possibly lead to some very volatile protest situations. It's been said that 50% of the country may not accept the outcome of the election if they do elect the current power, President Joseph Kabila's chosen successor. So really, we're looking at a dicey situation when it comes to political turmoil.
I was going to say, what's the current president's response been to Ebola?
You know, the response to Ebola, actually, I have to salute the DRC Ministry of Health. They've done a pretty good job of being somewhat on top of it and being very communicative. But at the same time, it's happening in the northeastern part of the DRC. And now the DRC is huge. I mean, there's 80 million people that live in the DRC. I don't think people realize how large of a country that is. So the northeastern part is, you know, 2,000 miles away from the capital, which is where, you know, the election fire happened. But, you know, that area of the DRC has consistently been racked with violence. So a lot of folks in the North Kivu area are very, very, very skeptical of elections and of people in power in general because they haven't been able to help them for so many years.
And you've reported that experts are worried that this current Ebola outbreak could become endemic. What is the difference between endemic and making something an epidemic?
So endemic means that it would consistently be among the population and continue to pop up, which has never been seen in an Ebola outbreak. Usually they either burn out or with the World Health Organization and other global health organizations have been fought to the point where there's no more transmission. Endemic means you would consistently see a constant transmission of this horrific disease, which is not something you ever want to have.
And so that's what's expected here if this doesn't get cleared up, I'm saying.
You know, that's the warning shot that the CDC director said. I mean, that's the hope that does not happen, but it's very much a possibility if, you know, we continue to see violence, if we continue to see the case counts continue to rise, if things continue to get out of control.
Lauren Weber is the public health policy reporter for HuffPost. Lauren, thanks again for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.